What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Schwarber hit in the air to left field. That's well hit. Fans going back out toward the warning track to the wall. It is gone. Opposite field home run for Schwarber. And the Phillies have taken a 1-0 lead. Well, that's got to feel good for Kyle Schwarber, for everybody else.
Who was that on the call?
Tom McCarthy.
Ah, Comcast Sportsnet in Philadelphia, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Whatever
we
you
worked
call
there, it,
it
was called Comcast Sportsnet.
It was Comcast Sportsnet, and then we changed it to NBC Sports Philadelphia. Funny story. What job was it? My current job. There was a big holdup on me getting hired because they do the background check, and they're like, "We can't figure out why you said you worked here, but you doesn't say that you worked here." I was like, "They changed the name of the company. That's all that happened." And they were like, oh, but it was like a 2-week thing.
Oh, when you were here in Chicago?
Yeah, when I was here in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
It was hilarious.
That is really funny.
It is hilarious.
Also, speaking of former CBS2 and current CBS2 employees, shout out to Jory Paris, because that national anthem was fantastic.
Yo, my girl Jory did her thing yesterday. National anthem.
We knew she's talented. She plays guitar. She sings. I think she was also a cheerleader at one point. She's awesome.
She's done a lot of things. Division I cheerleader, not just a regular
Illini,
cheerleader.
Right?
Yeah, Illini.
Yeah, congratulations to Jory. That was outstanding. We are taking a look and previewing the Cubs and Phillies series because it is here. Cubs knew that this was a stretch that they were going to have to deal with. 26 games, 27 days, and now it is upon us. So as we are waiting to preview this, I think I want to take a look too, because we mentioned it earlier. Cubs face Tarek Skubal. They face Jack Flaherty. 1-2. They faced Mackenzie Gore last week. Got shut out 2-0. They lost 3-1. When they faced Tarek Skubal on Friday. So up next, Zach Wheeler.
Is he good at baseball?
Zach Wheeler is very good at baseball. His nickname is Wheels. But that's not what's important about Zach Wheeler, because that has nothing to do with his arms. This season, he's 6-2, 96 ERA, but the whip sparkling at 0.92. So walks plus hits in it per innings pitched. Low, incredibly low. With the Cubs hitting only 4 hits in the game yesterday, that's a concerning stat when they're going to Philly, knowing that the Phillies, I know you're not as concerned about them as I am, but I still think that does not bode well for the offensive output that we've seen recently.
No, I like it. I like a good challenge coming off of a series loss against the Tigers, because you need to prove that, you know what? We're not going into some kind of a funk. It's June. We're outside. Philly, that's a good place to hit home runs when you're outside. Listen, Kyle Schwarber will let you know that's a great ballpark to go deep in.
Oh yeah, and right field is it's a very comforting place for hitters.
And not just that, but if you're a dead pull hitter batting left-handed, as in maybe, I don't know, a Matt Shaw type, maybe you get the power going a little bit. We've seen him be able to go to the opposite field. And to your point, Layla, Wheeler last year, he led the National League in WHIP with a 0.955 walks and hits to innings pitch ratio.
One guy who knows a thing or two about WHIP and a solid Philadelphia Phillies starting rotation is our guest. We go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Thrilled to be joined by the former Major League General Manager of the Phillies, Ruben Amaro Jr. He is now an analyst for WIP, NBC Sports Philadelphia, and MLB Network. Ruben, thanks for joining Marshall and me.
Hey, it's great to be with you guys. Thanks so much for having me.
I think first things first, you know, I know you and Marshall know each other pretty decently. So is there anything you need to get off your chest that you wanted to say to Marshall, perhaps when you were working for the Phillies that you can say now that we're colleagues?
No, he was all good. He wasn't the hard hitting, you know, drop the mic type guy. We're all good, Marshall. We're tight. I'm right with you, bud.
All right.
I appreciate that. Ruben was great. I told Layla and my crew here, you were one of the most accessible front office members I've ever dealt with in my 25 years plus in the media. So I appreciate you making yourself available, whether it was something mundane or something big. So I appreciate you on that end. I'm glad that we're talking in this capacity now, because I need to know what's going on with the Phillies and their offense. I know they are averaging 2.4 runs per game in their last nine losses, and they've lost five in a row and nine of the last 10.
Yeah, they've been struggling, Marshall. There's no question about it. And really the only two guys who are really providing the offense right now are Turner and Schwarber. You know, I thought that this, when at the outset of the season, when it first started, that this is going to be a pretty deep lineup, but they've struggled. I mean, obviously having Harper out for a little bit, he had the elbow issue. Now he's got a wrist. That hurts them, but I thought it would be a much deeper lineup. I also thought that Bryson Stott would do a good job in the leadoff hole, right? But he's been struggling, and I think they may end up making a change there more permanently with Trey Turner being the leadoff guy. I'm not sure. I know that Rob Thompson's thinking about making some changes to the lineup and some other changes overall, but they're just not getting the type of production from the middle of the lineup and the latter part of the lineup that they were hoping to get. Castellanos is getting his hits, and Boehm has bounced back, but they're not really driving the ball out of the ballpark consistently, and that's hurt them. Their slug has been down, and they just haven't been able to produce runs.
We've been talking about it forever, Ruben, covering the Cubs, until Kyle Tucker came here, and we've seen Pete Crow Armstrong on the run that he's been on. How have you seen just that boom and bust when it comes to home runs? Because I feel like we're talking about a Phillies team disrespectful of their record, but it's just because of the standard that is set. Phillies are still way above 500. They're still second in the NL East, but you know that the standard is World Series. So when it comes to just the need for the home run and the slug to be there, how do you put it all into perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're searching for answers. They just don't really know why they're not driving the ball out of the ballpark, even until recently. You know, even Bryce Harper wasn't really hitting a whole lot of home runs. It was really, the home runs were coming from one guy, and that was Kyle Schwarber. And I'm a little surprised by that, because this team should be slugging a lot more. And it's been, you know, I mean, it's not early anymore. It's we're almost in mid-June here, and you would think that they'd be driving the ball a little bit more consistently. The one thing they did do, and I think it was something that was important to them, is that they started to swing inside the zone a little bit better. Their choices as far as, you know, their swing decisions and that sort of thing have been much better. But I don't know if that's, you know, the reason that they've had success with that. They sacrificed some of the power, but they're obviously not driving in runs and creating runs the way that they are accustomed to doing. They were doing it earlier, but there's a lot of ebbs and flows, and there seem to be some issues right now, especially with the latter part of the lineup.
Let's talk a little bit about tonight's matchup in particular, where we have Boyd against Zach Wheeler. And Wheeler, I guess, is being counted on to be the stopper for this team, because I know his last time out, he gave up six runs against the Braves in a loss. How pivotal is it when a team is bleeding as badly as the Phillies are bleeding right now to come in, I guess, with an air of desperation, if you will?
Well, it's great to have him. I mean, obviously one of the best starters in all of baseball. I just saw Paul Skeens, and he might give him a run for the money, for his money, certainly. But, you know, Zach has been outstanding. Just had a baby. He and Dominique, I think they're fourth. Took a little time, so he, you know, took a little time, and he had to be pushed back in his start. But I'm sure he'll be ready, raring to go. And I think that the Phillies are hoping that these guys will, you know, be swinging the bats a little bit better in their home city. You know, the last game that they played against the Atlanta Braves was sort of the start of their free fall. And I think that they're hoping that they can get that mojo back because, you know, it's been a rough go. This past road trip in Toronto and in Pittsburgh was not a good one. Started off great. They got six runs in the first inning in the first game of the Toronto series and literally have done almost nothing since then.
Yeah, when you consider that the Phillies as a team, Ruben, have 68 home runs and 20 of them belong to Kyle Schwarber, that does illustrate the issue that you were talking about offensively. This is Ruben Amaro Jr., the former Phillies general manager. He's also an analyst with NBC Sports Philadelphia and WIP Sports Radio. He joins us on Rahimi and Harris on The Score. I do think about Zach Wheeler a lot because he had the chance to come to the White Sox back in the day, and then he ends up signing with the Phillies. His durability and what he's meant to that team in the playoffs, regular season, you name it, the consistency has been there. Like, how do you explain just year to year what he's been able to do?
Well, it was fortunate for me to be able to watch him sort of grow in front of my eyes. In 2018, I was the first base coach for the New York Mets before he signed with the Phillies. And the second half of that season, that was the year that DeGrom, I think, won the Cy Young Award. He was phenomenal. But pitch for pitch, from the second half of the season on, Wheeler was just fantastic. And I think he's grown every single year since then. It may go down with the Phillies as one of the greatest free agent signings ever with the way he has performed. It's almost like watching Roy Halladay in his prime because wow. Roy was just as consistent and so impressed by the way he's developed as a pitcher. He's one of those guys that tries to get a little bit better every year, whether it's, you know, developing a cutter or improving a splitter or whatever the case may be. He's got this sort of mentality that he wants to be a Cy Young Award winner. He wants to be the best there is in the game. And unfortunately, he hasn't won the Cy Young. I think he got screwed out of it, you know, a couple of years ago when Corbin Burns won it, even though, with all due respect, Corbin Burns had a great year. I think that Zach should have won it. And, you know, you had Chris Sale have an unbelievable season last year. He could very well have won it last year as well. So he's been super consistent. I think the fans are very fortunate to be able to, you know, support him. They've signed him to a long-term deal. He's got another couple years after this one. I can't say enough great positive things about him because he's been a stalwart.
Zach Wheeler's finished second in Cy Young Award voting on two different occasions, so I definitely understand where you're coming from there, Ruben. Now, talking about the rest of the series, who the Cubs hitters, as they're trying to get back in order, if you will, scoring just under four runs a game last week, which is down for them, a team that's been amongst the leaders, if not the leader, in runs scored all season long. The other pitchers in this series, very interesting to me. You've got a rookie in Mick Abel who will be making, what, his third major league start, but he has burst onto the scene pitching scoreless ball in one outing, and then that was his first outing, nine strikeout performance, and then gives up just one run in five and a third in a tough loss to the Blue Jays. But more importantly, Jesus Luzardo, who gave the Cubs six shutout innings, a big reason why the Cubs were not able to win that series the first time around against the Phillies, he's given up 20 earned runs over his last two starts. We saw him give up 12 runs against the Brewers last Saturday, and then on Thursday, he gave up eight runs and two and a third. What's going on with Jesus Luzardo, and is this something that the Cubs could take advantage of?
Well, you know, they're searching for answers on Jesus. It's really bizarre. Jesus was one of the, probably had a chance to be like the starting pitcher for the National League about two starts ago, with the way he's been throwing the baseball. Great acquisition, has been outstanding, one of the best left-handers in the game until the last two starts. And I just, you know, I think they're sort of trying to figure out exactly what's happened. You know, teams are having great looks at him right now. I'm not sure whether he was tipping pitches or whether he was just flat in the zone, but it's obvious that the hitters are picking up on something that is lacking, and I think that they're scrambling to try to make sure that that he bounces back somehow, some way. You know, it's almost inexplicable. I'd have to go really, really pound the video to see exactly what's happening. Most of it is that he's leaving some stuff in the middle of the plate, and guys are having a lot of success with it. But this is a much better pitcher than the last two outings. I know that. And as far as Mick Abel is concerned, what a great story. I mean, this is a kid that was a high-round draft pick, was highly touted early, really struggled to throw consistent strikes, and I think he sort of got out of his own way here this last year. And he's pitched really well. The fact that he has no walks yet in those two outings is probably the most impressive thing to me. He's been very poised. He's thrown strikes. And I'm really interested to see how he handles getting hit around a little bit and how he handles, you know, maybe having a little adversity, because he's been outstanding so far.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
With Ruben Navarro is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I don't know how much of the Cubs that you've gotten to see, but if so, you know, what's been your impression of them this season so far?
Well, B. Crow Armstrong's been ridiculous, and he's so impressive. The growth of what we've seen out of him, it's been pretty amazing. I've always liked Kyle Tucker. I got a chance to watch him at Plant High School and scouted him before he was drafted, so I've known him for a long time, and obviously have seen his progression as one of the best left-handed hitters in all of baseball when he was with Houston. So I'm not surprised by the talent, by what's happened with him. But Pete Crow Armstrong has really come in leaps and bounds. You talk about having confidence and doing some of the things that he's doing with his speed and his power and his ability to play defense. That's pretty exciting. And I'm, you know, impressed by some of the stuff that's gone on with some of your other players. I've always loved Nico Hoerner. He's a Stanford guy. He's a gamer. He's a guy who I think defensively is one of the better second basemen in all of baseball. And, you know, I've known Dansby Swanson for a long time. Your right fielder and DH, he's been outstanding. I mean, you guys have had a lot of the Cubs have had a lot of success lately. And you know, got to give a lot of credit to the front office for the work that they've done.
I want you to put your front office cap back on and tell me what you would do if you were the GM of this team. Knowing Kyle Tucker, you have him for 1 year. How much are you willing to give him, Ruben, to stick around? And how tough is that conversation with ownership in a spot like this for Jed Hoyer?
Well, you almost have to start with, you know, with the contract of a guy like Vladimir Guerrero Jr., at least. Just because on top of the fact that he, you know, has power, has the ability to steal some bags, he can do a couple different things. He's a good defender. You know, he's a kid that it doesn't seem to be slowing down. He's just starting to reach his peak. So that's that's a big issue. So you're looking at, you know, at least a 10-year deal. I just don't know in this day and age, you know, how many teams can actually afford a player like that. There's probably only maybe 4 to 5 teams that really can afford to hold on to a player like that in this situation. And so I think the Cubs, it sounds like he's comfortable there. I don't know what the situation is as far as, you know, his own, you know his own goals, but I gotta believe that not just his agent, but also the MLBPA is gonna be pushing hard for that contract.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Ruben Amaro Jr., thank you so much for coming on with us, and thanks for taking the time. It's always good to talk to you.
Thanks, Ruben.
Great to be with you, folks. Thanks so much.
That was former Major League General Manager for the Phillies, Ruben Amaro Jr., also a former Major Leaguer, analyst for the WIP, NBC Sports Philadelphia, and MLB Network. So cool to have him on.
Do you see why I'm not worried now, like listening to the how bad the pitching has been for the Phillies? And this is a perfect opportunity for the Cubs, if they restructure their lineup the way they need to get right back on track.
I am very keen on seeing what the Cubs lineup is going to be, because I don't know how you can put Carson Kelly higher than 5th.
Whoa, higher than 7th.
Yeah.
He should be either in the 8th or 9th.
I kind of don't want to move Dansby, though.
Okay, so...
because I like that he likes where he's been.
Walk with me real quick. Walk with me. We got the top four you feel pretty good about, right? When you're talking about Ian Happ, Kyle Tucker, Seiya Suzuki,
yeah.
Pete Crow Armstrong, right?
Right.
Okay, what's wrong with then saying, Matt Shaw, remember where you were on opening day? Put him there at the 5-hole.
I'm not there yet.
You're not there yet? Okay. No. So who would you have in the 5-hole if not Carson Kelly?
It's got to be first base then. Whoever's playing first
Michael
base.
Michael Bush?
Yeah, it's either Bush or, I guess.
So you want to put two lefties back to back? I'm just
yeah, I'm okay with it.
Okay, so then you want Swanson to bat 6th?
Yeah. Where's okay. Horner in this construction?
Horner's 7th. Where's
no,
Ben?
I put Swanson ahead of Horner, yeah.
Okay, Swanson ahead of Horner, and then you're saying Matt Shaw just moves up to 8?
Is that? No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Matt Shaw's got to go up. He's got to be between the lefties, in my opinion.
But I'm not ready to bat him 4th.
Oh, no, Pete Crow Armstrong's batting 4th. I'm saying Matt Shaw's 5th, and Michael Bush is 6th. That way remember, relievers come in, they got to face 3 guys unless it's the end of the inning.
Yeah, ideally, you know how the Reds constructed it, where it's like left-right switch, left-right, left-right, left-right.
That's what I like. I like that.
That's ideal, but... that's not.
But you're not
the
ready
case
to move Matt Shaw up. In the meantime, other guys are not getting it done.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to let people cook where they are because you know that that's what they're doing.
I need less at bats out of Carson Kelly if he's going to hit the way he's been hitting.
Yeah, that's the main issue, is where are you moving him?
Miguel Amaya, come back.
We have more to come. In fact, we go to Oklahoma City and talk about the Thunder, because Barry Trammell of the Tulsa World will join us next. This is Raheem and Harris on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.